The father, still on his knees, lowered his head to the ground, banged his forehead on the dirt, and also pleaded with the soldiers. As the soldiers took her away, Davy turned around many times to see both her parents still on the ground, palms together, praying for her. She looked back until she could see them no more. The sounds of Davy's parents' anguished cries echoed into the night. Why were they doing this to her? In our hut, the faces of my family were somber and hopeless. Coy and Pa sat on either side of Cave, who was contorted and white with fear, wondering what they would do if the soldiers took her. Cave, who is 14, the same age as Davy, sat holding her knees to her chest, her eyes misted over, her shoulders heaving visibly. Hearing her sobs, Ma left Gek with Chu, crawled over to Cave, and wrapped her arms around her. Without a word, the rest of us moved to our sleeping spots and tried to go to sleep. Shivering, I crawled over to Chu and grabbed her wet hand and lay on my back, staring at the ceiling. In the black night, we tried to sleep, but were kept awake by Davy's mother, who wailed like a she-wolf who had lost her cub. True to their word, the soldiers returned Davy to her parents the next morning. But the Davy they returned was not the same one they took away. Davy stood before her parents in front of their hut, hair disheveled, face swollen, shoulders slumped, arms hanging like dead weights. She could not meet the gaze of her parents. Without a word, she walked past them and into the hut. They stepped aside to let her enter and followed her in. Their hut was quiet from then on. A few days after her abduction, the bruises on her face turned deep purple before they gradually disappeared. The scabs on her arms dried up and became little scars, barely visible. But to Davy, they would always be there. I see Davy sometimes in line at mealtime, but she no longer talks to anyone. Her body walks as if there is no more life in it, and her head is always down. No one speaks about that night, and no one ever questioned her about what happened, neither her parents nor the villagers. Whenever I see Davy, I veer away from her path. If there is a gathering of people, they become quiet when they see Davy. As the days go on, more and more people begin to treat Davy as if she were invisible. Sometimes I catch Davy's eyes watching the villagers at the town square, when she lingers there long after the crowd has departed. Other times she marches straight into the group of people, as if daring them to say something to her. The gatherers shuffle their feet, cough into their hands, avert their eyes, and walk off in the opposite direction.